So let's review. The previous Mishnah discusses the forms of Nidri Shkagris, one that makes a neder with an erroneous assumption. As the Ran explains, the Mishnah discusses two forms of Shkaga. Shkaga b'shas amiras ha-neder, the Shkaga existed while he stated the neder, and Shkaga b'shas chalois ha-neder, the Shkaga only developed when the neder was to take effect. In all cases, the neder is not effective, and it does not even require a heter chacham. The Mishnah concludes with a case of ra oisin eichlin te'enim, a person noticed from afar a group of people eating from his dates, and he made a neder to prohibit them from benefiting from him. He then realized that his father and brother were amongst the group. Bishami say that regarding Aviv v'Achiv, the neder is not effective, because Shogog b'shas amiris ha-neder, he did not intend to include them when he made the neder. However, regarding the others, the neder is effective because lo shaga b'shas amiras ha-neder. He did intend to include them when he made the neder. Beisela aimrim elu ve'elu mutarin. Beisela disagree and say that regarding all, the neder is not effective. The Gemara explains this machlekes with a subsequent Mishnah. A person made a neder of isra achilas basa b'yayin kol hashana to prohibit the consumption of meat and wine for the entire year. The Mishnah rules, pa'ischin b'shabasis u'b'yam tevim. The Chacham may remove the neder with a Pesach that he would not have made the neder had he known she'aslet star b'Shabbos. A person is prohibited to deprive himself on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, b'rishayna ha'yayimrim eisna yamim mutarim b'shar kol yam masurim. The Chacham initially ruled that for Shabbos v'Yom Tov the neder is nullified, but for Yom Yisachayil the neder remains in effect. Achabor b'kiva v'limid neder shehut miktsas lehutr kulay. However, b'kiva ruled that for both Shabbos v'Yom Tov and Yom Yisachayil, the neder is nullified because once a neder is partially nullified, it becomes completely nullified. However, the Chacham hold, we do not say neder shehut miktsasai hutar kulay. As the Ran explains, this is also the reasoning for the machlekes b'shami u'b'sil. B'shami concur with the Chachamim, therefore they hold, aviv v'achiv mutarim, u'mashim ma'amasurim. Although the neder is nullified regarding aviv v'achiv, it is not necessarily nullified regarding achirim, because we do not say neder shehut miktsasai hutar kulay. While the Beis Hillel concur with Rabbi Akiva and therefore hold elu ve'elu mutarin. Since the neder is nullified regarding aviv v'achiv, it is also nullified regarding achirim, because we do say neder shehut miktsasai hutar kulay. However, the Ran explains that there is a distinction between the two Mishnayos. In our Mishnah's case of aviv v'achiv, hutar mi'elu b'loy pesach, the neder is not effective and does not even require a heter chacham, because ikatos b'ikra neder, shalei neskamen la'aviv mi'olam. The shkaga existed while he made the neder because he did not intend to place a neder on aviv at all. However, in the subsequent Mishnah's case of Shabbos b'yom tiv, tzarech pesach la'atirei, the neder is effective and it does require a heter chacham because lekatos b'ikra ha'neder m'mnei sheyada sheyavru lav Shabbos b'yom tiv. He did intend to make a neder for Shabbos v'Yom Tov, knowing that a complete year includes Shabbos v'Yom Tov. The Gemara continues with the machlekes regarding the reasoning of the previous machlekes. Rabba says that there is no machlekes when the neder was maimed loshen harishon. He maintained the neder's original wording, in which he said, "Ilu hayisi adeya sha'aba b'neichem hayisi aimer kulchem asurin chutz mi'aba." I would have made the same general neder for all the people, but I would have included an exclusion of my father. That Beis Hillel and Rebbe Akiva agree that aviv v'achiv mutarim, u'mashim ma'amasurim, and we do not say neder shehut miktsasai hutar kulay, because as the Ran explains, she'aviv lo nichnas mi'olam b'mashmos ha-neder. His father was never included in the neder's wording, and this is not considered even hutar miktsasai. The machlekes is only when the neder is mishana loshen harishon. He changes the neder's wording, in which he says, "Ilu hayisi adeya sha'aba b'neichem hayisi oimer pleini upleini asurin v'aba mutter." I would have made a specific neder for each person, in which my father would remain mutter. The Bishami and the Chacham hold aviv v'achiv mutarim u'mashim ma'amasurim. Although for aviv the neder is not effective, for achirim the neder is effective, because we do not say neder shehut miktsasai hutar kulay. While Beis Hillel and Rebbe Akiva hold elu ve'elu mutarim, because we only say neder shehut miktsasai hutar kulay, in this case that ikatarti, ta'os gomer legabe ha'av, betos loshen gabe acher. There's an error for both parts of the neder. There's a tois in the neder itself regarding the father, and a tois in the wording of the neder regarding the others. Rava disagrees and says there is no machlekes when the neder is mishana loshna rishon, in which he says, "Ilo ho yisi yadeish abba meinechim, ho yisi oimer plainu plainastur in the abba mutter." Beishami agree that elu ve'elu mutarin, because ikat tois b'loshna haneder. There's an error in the neder's wording, and Beishami and the Chacham agree with the concept of neder shehot miktsasei. Machlokes is only when the neider is maimed lashna rishon, in which he says ilo hayisi deish abba beinechem hayisi oim rekulch masurin chutz mi abba. The Beis Shammai and the Chacham hold avi v'achav mutarin u'mashi mom asurin, because in this case we cannot apply the concept of neider shehot miktsasei hutar kulei. It's not considered even hutar miktsasei because le katoz beikar neider shari tchilas dibur of miskayim. There's no error in the neder's main part, because the initial part of kulcham asurin fa'acherim remains in the second wording. And tchilas devarv is the ikur neder, because sabri lakere meir do'amar tavas loshen rishon. They hold like Rameir that says we go with a person's initial statement when it contradicts his final statement. While Basil and Rebbe Kiva hold elu ba'elu mutarin, because we can apply the concept of neder shehot miktsasei hutar kulei, and it is considered hutar miktsasei because there is an error in the original neder, because the final part of chutz mi abba did not exist in the original wording, and seif devarv is the ikar neder, because savor like Reb Yosi to amma begma devarv adam nitvas. They hold like Reb Yosi that says we go with a person's final statement when it contradicts his initial statement. The Gemara proceeds to question Rava from several later Mishnais and Brises, which Rava then explains according to his opinion.